The Eima, when I think of the Kenyan of Eima, my mind goes back to the years that I was privileged to be a Talmud in the Rav's Shir. There was the discipline of only seizing on certain questions, only on certain observations. Those that would advance the Havan of the Sugya in a very sure-footed fashion. In addition to the discipline, there was a precision. There was an incessant drive to express any idea, any chiddush, with greater and greater precision. But most of all, Eima, we felt a sense of Eima when there was a 10, 20-minute break in the middle of the shir, which would often extend the shir to well beyond 3 hours. And during those breaks, the Rav would be pondering something which occurred to him, which would challenge the idea which he was trying to develop. Usually, those challenges did not bother most of the Talmidim. But for the Rav, he couldn't advance, because to advance without resolving what was bothering him would lack integrity, would lack authenticity, would lack accuracy. That's the Eima. And that's what we felt. We felt a sense of reverence that the Rav had, a sense of achrayus, of responsibility that the Rav had. That because of that, he would set aside his own comfort, and make sure that he would express a chiddush that was accurate, a chiddush that was well borne out by the texts that we were learning, Rambam, Tosfos, Asugya. And we felt a sense of Eima, of learning Torah, of being machadish with accuracy, and of teaching the Masorah.